Welcome to the WPI Business School podcast, where we catch up with incredible students in the business school and hear why they chose WPI, how they chose the programs they are studying, how they are involved on campus, and what their WPI experience has been like. I'm your host, Tom Clark, Associate Director for Outreach and Program Operations. And today, I'm excited to welcome Demetrius Grekos, a senior physics student also working on his master's in business analytics. Demetrius, it's great to have you with us today.
Nice to be here as well. Thank you for this opportunity for having me here.
So to get started today, let's talk about your journey to WPI. How did you land at WPI?
So let's take it from the beginning. My high school, the American Farm School of Thessaloniki in Greece, has a close relationship with WPI. So WPI sends students for IQP programs there every year. And I had interactions with WPI students ever since my freshman year of high school. It was especially robotics students because they would come to our robotics club and they would teach us a bunch of things about robotics and programming coming from WPI. And then when it came to my senior year and I was researching all these colleges and the opportunities that were open to me, I remember WPI because apart from all the IQP students that were coming to our campus, I also visited WPI my first summer as a high school student for a summer program, which I also did robotics. And one of the things I would say that resonated with me when I was reading about WPI, apart from their usual motto, theory and practice, was the interdisciplinary nature of the programs.
So for people listening that might not necessarily understand, what was it that WPI demonstrated as being interdisciplinary?
So just seeing students working on these different fields from robotics engineering, computer science, physics, mathematics, all fields of engineering, from mechanical engineering all the way to biotechnology and biomedical engineering, and even having students who are performing in music festivals, art, people who they don't study art, but they might minor in art related programs. And just the ability and the support that WPI provides when it comes to transitioning from a certain program to a different program. For example, I'm a physics student. I transitioned to business analytics and it was a very smooth transition. It's not that I was very stressed about it. It's not that my whole world changed. It was very smooth. The faculty that I talked to when I was making this transition was very helpful. And I don't know if this is the case for other schools, if students in other schools have the ability to maybe major in a certain area, let's say math or biology, and then transition to completely different fields such as business.
Yeah, definitely. That is certainly something that is talked about in all the different schools here at WPI, is making those transitions a little bit easier. If you're looking to try something a little different or add a couple of different classes with a little different perspective, I think that's one of the beautiful parts of WPI, the flexibility, right? When you're accepted, you're not just accepted as a physics major. Yeah. You're not just accepted as a business student. You have the chance to look around and find that passion. One of the things you mentioned was that faculty were helpful in helping you find your pathway. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, I could specifically talk about, for a personal example, in the business school, Lori Stobb was the she's an advisor in the business school. And she helped me a lot when it comes to choosing classes and explaining what each class is about. Because, okay, you can read the description online, but then you need the person who has the experience and knows the professors in these classes that can direct you and tell you what this class is all about, what you're specifically going to do in this class. And also another thing on why this interdisciplinary nature is important is because it allows students to be creative. And it's another thing that builds on top of the no record policy that WPI has when it comes to grading. And for people listening to us and they don't know about the no record policy, it's basically if a student is about to fail a class, let's say drop a grade up below average, WPI has this no record policy where there's no letter grade. You basically can just drop the class and it's not going to go on your record. And this allows students to take more challenging classes. Maybe I'm a physics major, I'm not a math major, but I take a 4,000 level math course that might be challenging for me. Or a biology student takes 4,000 engineering course just because they find it interesting. And it's important because it allows students to be creative and explore different paths and eventually get to a certain path that they are more interested in. I started from physics. I was extremely involved with physics. I was passionate about it. And then through these opportunities that I was given here, I was able to find something that I was even more passionate about.
Well, that's wonderful. There's a few things you said that I think are really important is that WPI does a good job of creating that safety net for you to take risks, to be creative. That's something that we're so passionate about here. And I love that you've tapped into that. Like, try something different. Don't feel like you have to be so set in your path, you know, because it opens so many doors for so many students. And to your point, I love hearing that one of the things that appealed to you was the artistic nature of a lot of our students. It's not uncommon for a mechanical engineer or a biomedical engineering student to be in a band or to be able to flex those different parts of your brain. Like that, there's such a thriving art scene on this campus.
It's in the name of WPI. So polytechnic means many arts, like multiple arts. So when we talk about art, in the name polytechnic means art, sciences, engineering, all the STEM fields.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that gets lost sometimes because in people's minds, when they think of tech, they're thinking, oh, you're doing a lot of science. And we do. And we do it well. But I think that's one thing I don't want listeners to miss out on is that truly is some of the magic on campus.
Yeah, you can talk to any WPI student around campus and you can ask, what are your hobbies? You will realize that many of them have all kinds of hobbies that span in totally different directions other than engineering and science. But many people play an instrument. Some other people go horseback riding. Some other people, I don't know, maybe they're painters, artists, they're digital artists, all kinds of things.
So how about you? How do you work those parts of your brain?
I would say I really enjoy reading. Recently, I got back to reading and it's something that I do after classes to unwind and relax, forget about the stress of the day. I love snowboarding. My family owns a ski shop in Greece, which is very unlikely for a Greek family. We don't get a lot of snow in Greece, but we live in northern Greece, so we get a good amount of snow every year. So I've been into snowboarding since a very young age. I've been to Wachusett a couple of times. Many people don't like Wachusett because they think it's a small mountain. And I'm telling you that I compare it to the mountains that I usually go in Greece. And Wachusett is a really decent mountain. I really enjoy it.
It's all perspective.
Yeah, it's all perspective, what we're used to. Other than that, I usually go in the quad, especially today's a really nice day to just sit in the quad and read some books. I already saw some people there playing spikeball. And there are other places around the campus. There are cafes in Grove Street, there's Shul, there's downtown Worcester. I enjoy boba tea. So there's this place called Gonsa. It's another good place. It's not sponsored, but it's a good advice if you're new to WPI in Worcester.
Yeah, there are some really great restaurants in this community. Great places to eat, great places to unwind and socialize. It really is a great backdrop. This is really great stuff. So what was it? Was it always physics for you? Was that always the passion?
When I did learn about physics in high school, I just loved it. And at the time, I was very interested in astronomy. So my plan at the time was to study physics and then maybe pursue a master's in astrophysics. But I came to WPI. I studied physics for 3 years. My junior year here was in my interactive qualifying project, my IQP program in Namibia. So Namibia is a very new country, about 30 years old. And they have this institution, it's called Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, which is Namibia's biggest investment institution. It's also affiliated with the Office of the President of Namibia. So it's kind of a private institution at the same time, government institution. And this was our sponsor for our project. So our project was on supporting entrepreneurs and their mental health. We had to develop a support model for Namibian entrepreneurs. And just by talking to these company owners, micro, small, and medium enterprise owners, learning about how they started the company, what made them start the company in the first place, what are the problems that they're facing, I started getting to the bottom of it. And usually their problems were not big institutional problems. They were usually something very simple. For example, I'm not getting enough sleep. Things are not going well with my families. But it also made me realize that in the way a business runs, and whether a business is running well or not well, also comes down to our personal lives. And so the reason I transitioned from physics to business was because this thing really resonated with me. Learning about businesses, learning about their process, what makes a business run and how does a business run, and analyzing it resonated with me. I was also very invested into reading about the latest news in AI technology, the latest news in the future of jobs. So the World Economic Forum comes up with this report twice a year. It's called the Future of Jobs Report. And while I was reading this, so the number one skill that employers in the future are going to value is analytical skills. Yeah, so analytical skills. And I read the description for the WPI Business School Business Analytics Program, and basically almost perfectly matched with the description that the World Economic Forum gave for in the Future of Jobs report. It was kind of, I find it funny because it was 50% data-driven decision for me to transition to business analytics and 50% a gut feeling, intuition. And I find it funny because business analytics is all about making decisions based on data, but my decision was big chunk of was intuition. It's really going very well. I'm very satisfied with my classes. And when you're taking class, you can tell if what you're doing is something that interests you. And up to right now, I'm almost at the end of the semester. I'm taking two classes. I am completely satisfied with it.
I love to hear that. And what you said there, data and intuition combined together. We have so many creative people that use their intuition to come up with these brilliant ideas, business ideas, things like that. But if you don't have the data to support that idea as a product, a solution, a business, is it going to have some kind of business impact? Is it something that we can use? I think that's really the mission of what we do as the business school, provide the skill sets to be able to take the ideas that you come up with and say, you know what, I'm going to dive into this and see if it's a viable idea. So can you talk about the journey from, okay, now you've made this decision to pursue business analytics. What was your next move?
So my next move, as I'm taking this class at the moment, so the master's in business analytics has certain specialties. It has a specialty in advanced analytics methods. It has a specialty in marketing. It has a specialty in operation analytics. And it has a specialty in artificial intelligence in business. So the topic that interests me personally the most is the artificial intelligence. So I'm very interested in AI agents. I think that is going to be the next big thing in 2025 and 2026, because AI agents is basically what, think about ChatGPT, but you can give it a task with one prompt and can do everything for you. You want to build the website, you give the prompt to the AI agent, and then the AI agent thinks and acts independently without needing your help. And that I think is very interesting. And the possibilities that are currently open for businesses implementing artificial intelligence and specifically AI agents in their operations is immense, because this is something extremely new and most businesses have not adopted yet. So there is a huge gap in the market at the moment for people to come in, people with the knowledge. For example, a student who has studied business analytics with a specialty in artificial intelligence comes into a business and says, here are the tools that you can use to improve your processes.
Yeah. That's critical. And I'm so glad we're having this because we just had a guest speaker in one of our classes who's doing great things in data engineering. And he mentioned that in the future, we're all going to have to be prompt engineers in some kind of a way. Yeah. You have to tell AI what you want. You're going to have to find a way to articulate what is the business problem that we're trying to solve? Mm-hmm. What's the issue? And if you can't articulate that in a specific way that you're going for, you're going to be wasting time or you're not going to be getting the right solution. So for you to be at this crossroads where you're a physics expert, but you're also honing your skills as an analyst, right?
Yes. Yeah. Physics equips you with analytical skills. So all the analytical skills that I gained through physics, all the mathematical operations, applying it to business analytics just opens up a whole new world that we were not aware of before because all these technologies are very new and it's rapidly changing. Every day we have almost a new breakthrough in AI. And I'm glad to be in WPI because the pace in WPI is really fast compared to other colleges. So it makes it easy for a student like me to adapt to this whole, to this rapid changing world.
So what does that mean? What does that mean, a student like you?
A student like me, a student who is open to witness this change in artificial intelligence, yeah. A student who is able to see the connections between the different domains of knowledge, let's say physics and business analytics, because someone might think this is completely irrelevant. Physics, business analytics, they have no relationship. But a good physicist is able to see these connections because that's exactly what physicists do when they make new discoveries. They connect the knowledge between different domains.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that insight. So shifting gears a little bit, as you've pursued business analytics, has there been a class or a professor that's stuck with you? Like, all right, that's going to be critical for my success in the future. I'm glad I learned that lesson.
One of my IQP advisors back in Namibia told me that innovation happens in the margins. Innovation always happens in the margins. And what this means for me is that if I want to be an innovative person, if I want to really make a difference in the world, I should not be afraid to push the current narrative, the current state of the world and how people perceive it. So because all these changes happen so fast, people will have to adapt to it. And also what it means for me is that I have to remain resilient. I might not see the fruits of my work right away. It might take a few years and I have to be patient, but I have to have faith that this thing is going to work eventually. And that's a lesson that I gained from a professor.
I appreciate your insight into your journey along the way. Are there any clubs or organizations that you're involved with on campus?
Throughout my 4 years in WPI, I have been involved in many clubs and organizations. So back my freshman year, all the way until my junior year, I was part of the Student Government Association. I was an SDA senator. And NCA in general, it's very, the experience that it gave me and something that I got out of it is anytime, any moment throughout the year, I will have a really good idea of what is happening around the campus because all the fund requests that clubs and organizations submit always go through the Student Government Association. So we can see all these events happening around the campus. Other than that, I was also a member of the executive board in the first generation student association for 2 terms back in my freshman year. And I was a well-being ambassador with the Center for Well-Being, where we would do certain health and wellness initiatives, especially during wellness days. So that was another interesting thing. And ever since my sophomore year, I'm also a resident advisor. So I'm currently in Southville. Yeah. My residents this year are amazing. They're all transfer students. They come from different schools. I just love showing them around campus, directing them to resources. Yeah. Really good students.
So what's a piece of advice you've given some of the transfer students as they acclimate to WPI?
So I usually treat transfer students as first year students because it's their first year at WPI. But at the same time, they're more mature. They have already made friends at their former school, but then they come here and they have no friends. And many of them, they have trouble socializing, but the community we have created here at Sever House is an amazing community. Every time I walk into the house, there's someone in the living room. They watch movies in the living room. They have a big projector screen where they have movie nights. So I would say keep an eye on the social media, on WPI social media, SCA social media, maybe SOCOM social media, because there's many, they always advertise events around campus. And it's honestly, from my experience, it's extremely easy to make friends there. I was very introverted back in my first to second year, but the way I made most of my friends was just by going to these events. And it just happens automatically. Sometimes you don't even have to try. People come up to you and they talk to you. And just like that, you made friends with who you keep for the rest of your time here.
That's really good advice. I like what you said earlier about you got involved because it was a great way to get to know what's going on. And I think in a school like WPI, there's so much going on. Sometimes there's so many options. You can get lost in the options.
I don't think there is an excuse for people that say, there's nothing I can do, because wherever you go on campus, even yesterday, I went to the campus center, there was a concert downstairs. So there's always something to do.
I love the fact that you brought up that when you first showed up, most people that come to WPI don't really know anybody. Even people that grew up 5 minutes down the road, maybe one or two people from their community. So I think most new students are in that same situation where sometimes there's a feeling like, oh man, all these people know what's going on. They know what's happening on campus. I'm the only one that doesn't know. And so I appreciate that you spoke to go to events, stop by, check things out, and people will just come up to you.
Everyone is in the same boat. Even for international students, we come all the way from our countries with literally no one on campus. We're in a new country. Some of us the first time in the United States. So it's completely disorienting experience. We have a lot of programs that we have the international student orientation where we get to meet some of the international students. But it's just good to open up yourself, meet people outside of your comfort zone, people you would not normally meet at your respective country. It's a nice thing to have. And it's an opportunity that you would not like to regret not taking advantage of once you leave WPI. It's really an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, while you're here, you got to soak it all in, right? So you spoke about the international students. We have a really strong international population in both undergrad and graduate communities. What's that like to just say, I'm going to go to a different country to be a student?
That's a good question. And sometimes I think I don't really realize how people view it, how my friends back in Greece, my family back in Greece view it, because in their minds, in their perspective, must be something extraordinary, something out of reach for them. But for me, at the time when I was applying to Cal, instead of applying to a Greek university, I had already so much stress about getting accepted that I didn't really think about leaving or leaving my friends behind, which is a huge step. You literally, you leave your life behind, your friends, your family, everything you know, and you go to a place, a new country. My first few hours in Worcester, even walking to the grocery store felt overwhelming. So I would just, I walked into a grocery store and I would get silent. Like, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where the product I was looking for was at. And even talking to people was a challenge. I had to think in my mind first what to say, then say it. So yeah, because also my parents don't speak English, so I had to learn English on my own when I came here, but also I was taking English lessons a few years before high school and during high school. But when you come here, that's the thing, when you come here and you're surrounded by people whose first language is English, it's a completely different experience. So it's just that this impression that you have in your mind changes. And I mean, many people tend to get overly stressed, but throughout my 4 years here at WPI and in Worcester, we just get used to it. That's how things work.
Yeah, I often say our international students are some of the bravest people that I've ever met, because to take that risk and say, you know what, I'm going to go to a different country to pursue the next step in my educational journey. Wow, that takes a lot. So
How do you stay in touch with friends and family? How do you get yourself to a place where you feel comfortable?
Yeah. So my first year, we have constant communication with my family. So we have a call every single day. We had a video call just because my mother wanted to see what I was eating, if I was eating properly and things like that. Other than that, I found it useful to become more extroverted on social media, because when I share things on social media, then I reach my friends back in Greece and they see what I'm doing. Some of them reach out to me and they're interested to see what I'm doing, how's my life going. And that's how we start talking. So I think we live in a world where it's become very easy to maintain relationship with people, no matter how far away they are. The only thing that we need is the intention, just wanting to maintain the relationship with these people. I never really found difficult to stay in touch with any of these people. Anytime I'm thinking about someone, I can just call them or send them messages to ask them, how are they doing?
Yeah, that's great advice. I agree. In this era, it's easier to stay connected with friends and family that are far away than maybe ever before. I find that a lot of students, particularly international students, when a major holiday comes up, and sometimes they'll get videos from home with their friends celebrating, their family celebrating together. Maybe that holiday isn't quite as celebrated in the U.S. as it is
right at home.
That's sometimes when you feel the loneliest.
I understand there are many students here that will be at it. They, of course, celebrations happen back home, but nothing happens here, really. There are many cultures that there are numerous people from one country, so maybe sometimes they all get together and they celebrate that special day. For example, I'm from Greece. We have quite a few people from Greece at WPI. We have an organization, we have the Hellenic Student Association, which I also was an executive member for a couple of years. I forgot to mention that earlier. And every April, we have the Orthodox Easter, where we organize an event. We cook a lamb, because it's a tradition to cook a lamb. And we just get together, we bring Greek alumni, friends. So that's a good way for us to stay in touch, stay connected. And I remember my first time when we celebrated the Greek Easter here at WPI. It was the first time that I actually felt connected with the people from my country, because when I'm in Greece, we celebrate Greek Easter, but I didn't really value it as much as I valued it when I came here and I was deprived from Greek culture for 9 months.
Right. We have more appreciation. So that's interesting too. I love that it actually brought you closer to the cultural experience.
Indeed. I had to go to the U.S. to closer to my culture, which is interesting. It goes back to connect with friends. The thing I was saying about social, I don't think it's about distance anymore, how far you are from someone to be connected. It's about intention. Just if you want to stay connected, you will stay connected with someone.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. That's pretty incredible. Thank you so much for that. So now, this has been such a great conversation. I just love hearing about your time and your experiences. I would say that your situation is not entirely unique in that you're a non-business undergraduate student, but you're pursuing the bachelor's, master's, the BSMS program. You're pursuing a business school degree while in a non-business school undergraduate program. We have so many students that see that and recognize that. What would your advice be to another physics major or chemistry, mechanical engineers, or fire protection engineering if they're considering a business school graduate program?
Well, thank you for the question, because it's something I really wanted to answer, because my experience might inspire some people from my department or from other STEM departments to explore different opportunities. So I would say to all STEM students, first thing to do is just to keep an open mind, not to consider a business education something that requires less intelligence, because this is, let's address the elephant in the room, because most STEM students might think she went from physics to business, so his skills are not utilized, or all these mathematical skills that he might have are going to go to waste. That is not true, because the things I already did in my grad classes were actually harder than most of my physics classes that I had to do. The thing about the business school is that they're very project-based. So for example, for my blockchain class, our midterm and final projects felt more like a hackathon because we were assigned the midterm on Tuesday, and by next Monday, we had to submit. So all weekend, we'll be on our computers, coding, testing our environments, developing our models. It was very intense. And I think that's very valuable because when I eventually go into the job market and I start working for a company, I'm going to be completely prepared for what I'm going to encounter because everything I do has a direct application. And in my case, it has a direct application in businesses. So definitely for STEM students or hard science students, I would say just keep an open mind. I think it's very valuable. And business education is something that is evolving rapidly. In some cases, it is more rapidly than the hard sciences. And it's something that is going to save the world in the future. I'm glad to see that many people from WP, at least the people that I interact with, went from sciences to business. Either it's a major or a minor or even a master's. I've seen this happening.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you. A lot of people wonder, I don't know if I have room for business classes in my degree, or if they're really into an engineering program or a science program, they're like, well, I'll just get a master's in that too. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think one of the things that we try to encourage students to keep in mind is that with how effective you all are as members of a team, at some point you're going to be asked to supervise or lead a team. You're going to be asked to step into a leadership role, like a chief operating officer or a CEO. And many of you will start your own businesses.
Yeah. And even researchers, even PhD students in mathematics, biology, chemistry, they can turn their research into a very profitable company. Those people have to realize that they have the skill, they have the knowledge. The only thing they need is just this business education, how to do to turn this idea into reality.
And many have. And so many of our alums have. So many of our faculty do that. Yeah. I'm constantly impressed by the fact that WPI draws so many faculty that are passionate about what it is they're doing, that they could just rest on their achievements in industry, but they choose to pay it forward, to keep going, to invest in the next generation of industry leaders like yourself. That's such a big point of pride for WPI that our faculty are doing the work along with you. Faculty are current. They're reading the latest about generative AI. They're reading the latest about theory and practice and case studies, things like that. I don't know if you find that at every school.
Maybe big schools like Harvard, MIT, because they have the name. But what WPI has is the reputation of a very skill-based school that if you combine the skill with the knowledge about business, it just makes a very profitable base for students who can become CEOs, they can become leaders in companies, they can start their own companies that have potential to become very, very profitable in the future.
Absolutely. This is great. And thank you so much, Dimitris. This has just been fantastic.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. Something that I always want to share. And I'm glad to do it in this context, in this podcast for business school.
I love that. So you heard it here, everyone. This has been an amazing conversation. Thank you for sharing your insight and experiences. And thank you to our listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with someone who might be considering a WPI Business School program for the next step in their learning journey. Until next time, remember, STEM plus business equals impact.